Trail Mix is a geographical show about
trail
art.
This is a radio show about beginnings. Not only the beginnings of scenes, musical histories, and significant historical moments, but also a state of beginning to play without knowing what will be played, how it will develop, how long it will be played, what form it will take, how it will end, and how it will be resumed. This week on the trail, we're going to improvise. And we're going to improvise our way through a series of workshops and performances led by the musician Tim West, under the moniker of Spontanality. We will find ourselves at Falmouth University, with a group of students led by Andrea Rushton, before making our way back to Kessel Barton on the Lizard in Cornwall, where Tim will be joined by Torbin Hultmark on brass and electronics, Tony Woods on saxophone, Julian Bliss on clarinet, and Zoe Martlew on cello, and students from Falmouth University. Everyone will play everything. No one will make any plans. For as Tim puts it, awareness is the name of the game.
Improvising is the core of all musical activity. Whenever you play anything, you're improvising. You're interpreting, even if it's just leaning on time and pitch and emphasis. If you're not improvising, you're going mechanically or on autopilot. So, and I was disappointed that improvising is usually in lots of little boxes, you know. So there's jazz improvising, and you mustn't break the rules. There's modern classical improvising, where normally, unless you go in, unless you're doing that, you're not allowed. So there's more rules there. And then, so I thought, well, what we need is a totally free improvising, which doesn't actually have any rules, which allows harmony, pulse. So the five of us, well, this is Zoe's first year. We've had different cellists last year, but we're very excited Zoe's here this year. So we'll be playing Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Thursday afternoon, some of you, and maybe after today some more of you, are going to come to Kessel Barton, the gallery where we're playing, do a workshop in the afternoon, and then take part in the concert. It's quite funny because really the idea is that you play anything, so you think, well, how can you have a workshop on doing anything? But we've got various games, and we're going to just encourage you to start thinking outside the box.
Yeah, the warm-up game, yeah. Okay. So any instruments that can get smashed out of the way, if you can stand up into the magic circle, this is how it goes.
All right, so this is how it goes. I'm going to throw a beanbag.
back to somebody, and then they then throw it to somebody else. And as soon as you've received the bean bag and thrown it to someone else, fold your arms so that it shows that you've had the bean bag. So it should go round until it comes back to me. So all I need to remember in this particular task for the first bit of it is who you threw it to and who then threw it to you. So
other way around.
Other way around, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, other way around. Yeah, that was a dyslexic moment. All right, off we go. Oh, and timing, like it. And that's everyone, isn't it? So, yeah, back to me. Right, repeat the pattern. Same people.
So don't cross your arms now.
Don't cross your arms. Repeat the pattern.
Or pattern.
Okay. Repeat the pattern.
Remember who you are.
So remember who you are.
I want to make the same again, so I think it was Marina. I think it was Marina.
I see your people.
Matt.
It's got to go the same order.
Same order.
So everybody.
Same order.
Humming in the background of all life is improvisation. Even the most regulated life has its perpetual micro-incidents of improvisation, periodically spiked by volcanic eruptions of haphazard behaviour that release pressure. Settled situations are continually disrupted by crises both grave and petty. Life, like improvised music, is a disturbing conflict between predictability and contingency. In this sense, composition may be the more utopian strategy, since one of its intentions is to counter our fear of catastrophe with orderly outcomes.
fantastic. Really lovely. Fantastic stuff. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Sit. Do nothing. This is improvisation. Allow stray thoughts, inner tremors, sensory impressions to pass through the body. To listen is to improvise. Sifting, filtering, prioritizing, placing, resisting, comparing, evaluating, rejecting, and taking pleasure in sounds and absences of sounds. Making immediate and predictive assessments of multi-layered signals, both specific and amorphous, balancing these against the internal static of thought. From moment to moment, improvisation determines the outcomes of events, complex trajectories, the course of life. Humans must learn to improvise, to cope with random events, failure, chaos, disaster and accident in order to survive. Yet as an antithesis to this improvisational necessity, we find an insidious culture of management strategy, militaristic thought, planning and structured goals expanding through all social institutions, a desperate grasping at simplistic political antidotes to global and economic instability. In this context, the central role of improvisation in human behaviour is consistently devalued.
Now, something quite interesting. Can you put your chairs facing back to back against each other? You two are going to play a duet, okay? And you're not going to see each other,
okay.
Right? But I want you to play one note together, a pair of notes together. English is bad, isn't it? You play a note at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be another note at the same time, but a gap between the notes. But I want it to sound really in time and together. So the music will be interesting, but one of the things is to see how possible it is to listen. So we can set a mode or a key, but let's not do that. So what we're just going to have is the speed of the notes might change. This is going to be difficult, I think, but maybe not. So
we play.
You're going to play by the fact that when one person starts, the other person starts so infinitesimally quickly, because they're so listening, that to all intents and purposes you start it together. And also you might get a rhythm. You might use that rhythm that you've got to predict where the person's going to be. You're not trying to trip each other up. You're trying to work as a team, okay? So you're going to do a two-minute improvisation together without seeing each other.
Ah.
Yeah, we had that bit of freedom. You know, you had the heart and you were brilliant. And that was, now, once you have a bit more freedom in the mix, it's amazing how you can, it's much easier, isn't it? And you ended up actually doing several things exactly all the time, like the first task, but because it didn't have to be, and because you're all relaxed and there could be some, it was in a way easier, wasn't it? That was brilliant, beautiful, fantastic, very much, that's great. Okie dokie.
A music exists that embodies the strange dream or nightmare of a life, almost entirely improvised. A life that is given a setting in which to unfold, an instrument through which to articulate its unfolding, a time of beginning and a time of ending. Companions exist to share in this experiment, skillful, responsible, committed, but also impossible individuals. If only because the dream of freedom is so implausible, its practice so difficult, its nature so slippery, and its reception within broader society so hostile and uncomprehending.
I mean, sometimes muddy brown's nice, but constant muddy brown can get a bit boring. We want light and shade and change. So if you just sing some of the time, listen a lot of the time, come in and out again, and let's see if we can have one piece. So, yes, we're all individuals free, self-expression.
I'm not.
Yeah, like Brian. Sorry. But also, we are one integral whole. And let's see if we can tread that tightrope.
Thank you. Thank you.
In certain respects, improvisers have something in common with surgeons, chemists, biological researchers, or quantum physicists. A fascination and total absorption in phenomena that are relatively unattached to conventions of beauty, ugliness, boredom, even moral judgment or logic. I wonder what happens if I listen closely, push in the direction of my listening, follow and lead at the same time. Maybe find myself in a world which is like an alien landscape, even though I know it to be of this world. Of course, the surgeon must be mindful of the patient, not kill the body. But then that is also true of the improviser. In amongst all this improvisation, you've been hearing a series of extracts taken from David Toop's Into the Maelstrom, Music, Improvisation and the Dream of Freedom, published by Bloomsbury in 2016. Thank you.
Trail Mix is produced by the artist, pedestrian and writer, Bram Thomas Arnold. For more information, see www.bramthomasarnold.com.